As we do this dream walk, it's not about drifting off to sleep. It's being very aware of the images, the feelings, the different things that come to you. It might even be one of those aha moments, or you may find it to be very challenging or difficult. But I want you to be very, very aware, participate in this dream walk, because this dream walk is going to give you a taste, an example of how to go through 3D and not just try to break out of it. And I hope as we do this dream walk, I know that you'll suddenly start to get it, how we do this. Let's take a good deep breath. Thank you for this dream walk. Take a good deep breath and feel into the energies of this experience. Dream walk starts in the now moment, right here, right wherever you are. Dream walk starts in the now moment. It's not about leaving the body or leaving anything. It's about expanding. Take a good deep breath, and we'll go out together as a group. But then, at a certain point, it will start to be a very personal experience for you. Take a good deep breath. You can feel, you've known for a long time that this reality, this limited reality, what some would call an illusion, is only a small part of what's really going on. There's so much more going on. For instance, there's energy in the air around you, but you wouldn't know, and instruments couldn't measure it. There's parts of you that are dreaming right now. In other words, they're having an experience somewhere else. Although the key part is the one that's right here, you. It's aware in this now moment, but there is so much other things going on. The mind blocks it out at times. But there is, my friends. The belief has you thinking that everything is in linear time. It's not. Doesn't mean everything's occurring simultaneously. That's not so true either. But things unfold with experience and with wisdom. That's cosmic time. Experience. Wisdom. Expansion. Expansion that goes in and out, up and down at the same time. There's so much more to life here on this planet, much more than even just the beauty of relationships that you have, or the beauty of trees and forests and rivers and animals and stuffed animals. So much more. That's why you've chosen to be here. To discover what has always been here, but what has been shut out through limitations, through programming, or just through your desire to have that very compressed experience in this thing that you call 3D. The inspiration was to be here in the body and to experience what's really here on many levels simultaneously, not just one at a time, but to experience. To experience angelic beings that are as real as the human beings. To experience yourself walking through a forest, but floating through the air as well. These aren't pipe dreams. They're not just hopes for some utopia. It's why you wanted to be here. There's so much more going on right now than just this human who's aging year by year by year, going through some experiences. There's so much more going on. at a soul level, at an intimate level. There's so much more than just challenges of life. So much more. It wasn't really designed to be challenging. So much more than goals and plans, and so much more that life can hold. And that's why you chose to be here. Let's take a deep breath as we journey out on this dream walk, out in a way of expansion. Here we have this thing called 3D. Limited, very solid, very real in a way, but also very, very isolated. Isolated not just from other dimensional things happening around you, but isolated to yourself. In a way, it would be like the reality, the human reality would be like being in a symphony orchestra and being, let's say, in the string section, playing the violin, but only hearing the violin. Only hearing the violins around you, nothing else. Just hearing that. Now, it's interesting because at least you really get to focus on the violins, on your own playing and interplaying between you and the other violin players. But yet, there's part of you that knows there's a whole symphony playing. There's so much more. So you expand through allowing, you expand to where at least you can let yourself hear the other strings. The other strings, the beautiful strings that are playing, not just the violins. But yet there's more. There's more to this symphony. There's the woodwind section. The beautiful woodwind section. Ah, with its notes and its music different than your violin. But yet in harmony with the strings. Very different how it's played, the sounds that it makes, the vibrations that it gives forth. But yet in resonance with your little violin section. And then you allow yourself even more awareness. Just by allowing, not by forcing, not by demanding, just allowing. And as you allow, as you ease into that and allowing, suddenly you realize there's double brass section. Ah, trumpets, trombones, and the horns. Oh, so different than your violin. So bold and dynamic and emotional. But yet in resonance, in harmony with your violin. Very different. Absolutely different the way it's played and the notes and vibrations it puts out, but yet it's in resonance. You see, it's not discordant. It's not separate. It's all part of the same symphony, just as the third dimension and the fourth and the fifth or whatever, they're all resonating together. They're not different houses. They're just different rooms in the same house. And then finally, as you really relax into this, you take that big, bold move of expansion, and you realize there's a percussion section. Boom, boom, boom. Big sounds, sharp sounds, deep underlying sounds, rhythm, beat, like the heartbeat of the orchestra. So different than the violin, almost, oh, seems crass at times compared to the violin, but yet it adds another quality, another layer, another level to this thing called life. This orchestra, this symphony of life. It adds depth And it resonates, it harmonizes with your violin. You take a deep breath and you allow yourself to be in all of these realities. And you realize that you can tune in just to the percussion or just to the horns or just to the woodwinds. Or you can combine drums and woodwinds. You can put them all together. Now you can even bring in the vocals, the singers, the beautiful human tones, and it harmonizes once again. And you think to yourself, I thought the world was just a violin. Yet there's so much more, and it harmonizes. They work together. They're all pulsing, resonating, moving, flowing together. That's an analogy for what it's been like on this human 3D journey. Flat, relatively linear, overly focused. As you allow yourself into the enlightenment, you start to realize there's so much more. And in every section, in the woodwind section, there's you playing. And in the horn section, there's you playing. In the percussion, there's you drumming away. And in the vocals, there's you singing, you see. And they've always been there. They've always been there. But living in that 3D linear violin reality, you just forgot about it. You're allowing that to change right now. You're allowing greater perspective, greater awareness. And again, I didn't say forcing, making, studying, or efforting into it. It's just allowing into it. That's what you're doing. Sometimes there's a panic that goes on deep within you. What am I doing? What's going to happen? Remember this example of the orchestra, because every section, every piece is working together. You can literally feel yourself moving energetically, your awareness moving from section to section. You can leave violin for a minute and go over to the woodwind and be there. And there's you playing. In other words, you don't have to just be the violin player. Is it going to throw the violin off? Is it going to destroy the violin? No, but it will change the very nature of your perception as yourself, as only the violin player. It will. That in itself will cause a bit of discomfort at first, because you've identified with being the violin. But you will adjust. You will come to realize, to be aware of, but there's more than just that identity. So now with that, let's go on our journey in the expanded symphony of you. Let's go on that journey. You've had many years on this planet. You chose to come back at the best of times, but yet perhaps the hardest of times. You chose families based on partly on karma, partly on convenience. You chose early life experiences that would ultimately funnel you into your awakening. You did. You chose experiences that would keep you from getting distracted. You chose experiences of love and careers and so many other things that really kept you from getting distracted, to kept you from coming into embodied enlightenment. Sometimes the methods that you used were rather harsh to keep you into this funnel of your own enlightenment, but this is what you were determined to do. But what we have now are a series of experiences that you had growing up with your parents, with friends, with unfortunate situations, money situations maybe. And unfortunately, perceptions or beliefs about yourself, sometimes so difficult, so loathing of yourself, it's hard to even face. But I want to take you on a journey here to those experiences. Now, we're not really going back, because those experiences are still here. In other words, we're not going back in time. We're going to go to those experiences, not trying to process them. We're going to go back to observe them. And as you observe and you allow, you can collect, bring in the wisdom of what really happened. There's no need to go back into the drama. You're going to perhaps feel some emotional pain or imbalance. But I want you to remain as the compassionate observer into these incidences in your life. And as you do, you remain that compassionate observer. What happens is the wisdom and beauty of those experiences are distilled into pure wisdom for the soul. And suddenly, maybe now, maybe later, suddenly you get that aha, that experience was not really what you thought it was. It was just one perspective. It was just one emotional perspective. But so much more took place. So let's go back to when you were a child. First started to really realize that you were, consciously realize, here you were in human form for a young child, 1, maybe 2 years old. Take a good deep breath. Feel back into that experience. Things happened back then. Things that were difficult for a sensitive soul like yourself to handle. Harshness in the world around you. And one of the biggest things that occurred to so many of you back then, type of trauma or tears, finding yourself back in physical body, wondering, worrying, if you would be able to uphold your commitment to yourself, wondering if you would be able to stay true to you, and yet another physical incarnation that had so many distractions. You were aware that there were incarnations before you that had gotten very distracted, gotten steeped in karma, imbalances. Here you are, 1 year old, 1.5, wondering how you can possibly get through this gravity, overcome this gravity, this psychic gravity of a lifetime, another lifetime on Earth. It brought up so much pain, so much feelings of weakness, overwhelm. But, my dear friends, there was also hope. There was determination. There was also that light that you brought in with you into this lifetime that you knew could not be extinguished no matter what happened, no matter who tried to extinguish it, no matter even if you tried to run from yourself, that this light that you brought in was going to shine and shine and shine. Observe yourself, a sensitive child, but yet a very wise being. There was so much more happening there than just the shock and realization that you were back into another commitment, another lifetime. When you were, let's say, anywhere between about 5, maybe 8 years old, there was that starting school, and the words from parents and teachers that you shouldn't do this, you can't do that. And you found yourself now trying to conform and trying to please others, starting to block out the knowingness of who you were. Intentionally, I found various ways to do it, mentally, physically sometimes. Blocking out, trying to conform, trying to be like the others. Intentionally shutting down. There was a deep anxiety within. Would you ever, ever awaken? If you shut down, could you once again awaken? Part of you knew the time wasn't right. Some of you felt that out of love to your parents, that you couldn't expose yourself for who you truly were. So you found ways to shut down. It hurt. It hurt deeply. It created wounds that would cause other experiences. Experiences with children bullying you, experiences with your parents getting angry, experiences with getting in fights. Those weren't what were really important. It was this incident, this feeling of shutting down. Caused such a tremendous anxiety that you found yourself angry, trapped. I'm once again wondering, could you ever wake up? Would the world ever be ready to see you for who you truly were? Be the observer of this time in your life. As the observer, feel the wisdom in what you did. What you remember was the shutdown, the trauma of the shutdown. But what was really going on here? You were just allowing yourself to wait. Wait until the time was right. What was happening is you were allowing yourself to really be in life. Once again, walking in the human shoes and the human experience. Once again, feeling love and pain. Once again, empathizing and having compassion for the human journey. As you went into your teenage years, energetically, those years right before and right after puberty, so energetically intense. You found yourself conflicted with so many belief systems. Found yourself almost forcing yourself to adapt belief systems from society, parents, teachers, other kids, and you knew they really weren't quite right. Something deep within knew that these belief systems weren't the truth, your truth. But you allowed yourself to adapt to them, to bring them in as your own, and literally to program yourself into these belief systems. These belief systems ultimately caused you a variety of experiences, some of them traumatic, difficult, things you still might feel guilty about or shameful about, But as we are in this dream walk, feeling, observing, I want you to feel the wisdom in what you did. For in order to really allow yourself freedom in this lifetime, it's important to know how belief systems are created in order that you would eventually be able to release all the belief systems, or at least to use them at your pleasure. One of the belief systems that you can always use at your pleasure and then release them. I want you to feel into the wisdom of things that happened here. Particularly for most of you, right in that age of 12, 15, 16 years old. Basically digesting belief systems that really weren't yours. That created the other traumatic events, and you see many times when you've gone back to things that happened to you in the past. You had reminders about some traumatic experience. You weren't seeing what really happened. You were blaming it on that experience, saying, I made a mistake. I did something that good girls shouldn't do. I did something that hurt somebody else. But you see, you didn't have the perspective or the awareness of where that came from, why that was there. It was there because of belief systems that you took in that weren't yours. That's the perspective. That's what caused those other things to come to be. And then you come into that very linear part of life for so many of you. After you got out of school, graduated school, you started working, you got very linear. I was amazed watching so many of you, how you could force yourself, especially after some of you had a very liberating college experience, and then you forced yourself linear. Jobs, families, bills, commitments. I would say that's perhaps one of the hardest times, because it was, in a way, boring, it was linear. Now you were in a groove, in a type of, well, trap, and you knew better, but you didn't know how to do it different. Everybody else had families, everybody else had jobs, everybody else had bills. What were you gonna do? Well, you knew it'd be a huge distraction to go off and live in some commune or ashram. So you just went through it, linear. That was difficult. That hurt. It was almost like you couldn't see the end. You could see the end of things, eras or cycles within yourself when you were in your childhood or your teens, but here you were now. Would you just live and then die in this linear, limited set of realities? It went against the grain of the real you. It became tedious. It became so tedious. There was part of you that was screaming out. I'm not saying that there weren't joyful moments, but something within you was screaming out, this isn't it. This is not why I came here. This is not what I choose, but you continued with it. Now that caused some experiences. The experiences created the trauma, and the traumas are what you go back to. You go back to revisit that bad fight you had right before a divorce. You go back and revisit things like something you did to another that you knew hurt them. You go back and revisit that trauma or that pain rather than feeling into what really happened, why that happened. So we go back now, back into the 3D. But as the observer, go back as the one who allows, allowing yourself to realize what was really going on. Not to focus on specific events, but to feel the beauty of what you were doing, the beauty of your journey. Oh yes, it caused a lot of experiences that might have been hard, that still seem to come back and haunt you in your dreams, and in your waking state even. Flashbacks, memories, pangs of guilt or shame. But as we go back through 3D, go back as the master, we go back in the I am perspective and realize what was really happening all this time, going back, you could say, to gather, to harvest the wisdom and to release the traumas, back to, in a way, re-experience. And you see at this very moment, while we're sitting here, while we're going through this dream walk, the experiences actually change. Yes, what happened actually changes. So what might have been a very traumatic event in your life was locked in trauma, the emotion locked in to your cellular self, your memory self. But now, as we go back through 3D, the actual experience changes. It's an amazing thing. What happened didn't happen. It's not like everything's erased. It's everything blossoms. Everything comes to its full color. Everything comes to its full reality. It's no longer locked in that reality that's the top of the book cover. Now it becomes the whole book. And what you thought happened was actually far grander, far wiser. You go back through 3D. As you go into a greater sense of awareness and dimensions, you carry with you the wisdom of 3D, the wisdom of everything that happened in what you call your past. You carry with you the beauty and the joy, the sweet nectar of wisdom as you expand into other dimensions. You bring with you this crown. That's a beautiful crown of what you've done here in this reality. And the beautiful thing is that you can continue to experience in this reality. There's something that would lead you to believe that as you go off into a fourth and a fifth and the sixth dimension, that you suddenly are no longer in the third, if we're going to use numbers or identify them that way. Not at all. You can continue to experience here, but no longer as just the violin player, no longer as just being in the string section, but now in every part of the orchestra. You continue to exist here, but in a much more aware state of being, with the perspective of yourself as the master rather than the student, with the knowingness of the I am rather than the limitations of the human. I take a good deep breath. In this experience, this dream walk through the 3D, you find yourself, my dear friends, you find yourself re-experiencing this. What I wanted to do with you today was just a taste of what it's like to go back through. And when you go back through, you'll discover it's not what you thought it was. Not at all. Because as you allow your enlightenment, you also allow yourself to start perceiving a greater reality of even the past. And as you allow this more open awareness of the past, you're also allowing greater perception of the future, of all of its potentials. You realize you're no longer locked into beliefs, no longer locked into your past, you're no longer locked into any limitations in the future. You're no longer living on the cover of that book. You become its pages. You become the paper. You become the story that continues on and on, even beyond the book itself. That's what it's like for an embodied master. When I said before that few angels have gone where you are right now, few have ever gone back through 3D. Few have ever gone back through their past. Few have ever allowed themselves to garner, to harvest the wisdom of their lives while they were still living, while they were still here. Oh, they would have wanted to. And that's why, my dear friends, you chose to stay through this rather than leave. To be here in awareness, full awareness, in the full I am. Let's take a deep breath as we come through the 3D. Take a good deep breath. Very present in the now moment. Perspective is changing. Your perspective. When you can get off that cover, allow yourself to go through right now the rebalancing of the imbalances. Not rebalancing back under the cover of that book, rebalancing into a far grander state of awareness, far grander reality. That's why you chose to be here.